There are life-changing forces that you have the power to tap into any time. What are these forces? How do we do it? Welcome to Limitless. Welcome to Limitless. So glad that you are here. We are spending time together. My goal with this podcast is to help you break through self-imposed limits, any self-imposed limits you create in your mind, because there are real barriers, obstacles, and limitations in our life. But a lot of those limitations are self-created in our own minds. I want to help you break that cycle, meet your goals, better finances, better relationships. Today, we're talking about forces that will change your life. They'll increase your joy, your happiness, reduce your stress and anxiety, give you more hope, improve your relationships, and lift your mood. These are forces that any of us can tap into any time. And I find that most of us are not using these forces or using them to their full potential. So we've got three forces you can use. Number one, anticipation. I've got a big hike coming up this summer. It's a bucket list hike, something that you have to have a permit and win a lottery just to get that permit. All these things lined up, timing, it's still months and months away. But the planning, the anticipation, everything that goes into it is part of the process. So many times in life, the anticipation building up to something, an event, something we want to do, something we view could be a good time, a vacation, a trip. So many times the anticipation can be just as good, if not better, than the actual event. Now, in this case, I hope the anticipation is good, but the event, the hike itself is better. But we can weave anticipation into a tapestry. It'd be really easy for me to say, this hike is months away. I don't have to plan it for at least another 2 months or 90 days. Every week, I'm thinking about it. Every week, I'm doing a little more planning. I'm doing a little more scheming. I'm looking at maps. Anticipation is a powerful force. It reduces stress and anxiety. It's been shown scientifically to reduce stress and anxiety, amplify your joy, increase your empathy. Anticipation has been shown to diminish bad feelings, bad days, difficulties that we go through. We still face them, but they don't have as great of an effect on us. Anticipation is also a place to escape to. And in our busy lives, with busyness, disease, and technology all around us, people moving, a lot of rocking chair activity, people with a lot of motion, but they're not going a lot of places. We need to slow our minds down and enjoy life. And part of that is thinking about the future, planning for something you want to do, building up anticipation, having some anticipation in your life can be such a powerful force. Every quarter, I've got some kind of trip or hike or travel plan, something that I really want to do. It could be a weekend. It could be a week. It could be an overnight. I've got one of these every quarter, sometimes once a month. Something to look forward to all the time, because we're going to have bad days. We're going to face difficult people, circumstances, situations, real limits. Why not use anticipation as a force for good in your life? Slow down your brain, enjoy the moment, and weave anticipation into a tapestry for an upcoming event. And if you don't have something to look forward to, a lot of people tell me, man, I wish I took those kind of hikes. I wish I traveled like you. I see your travels. I had somebody tell me a few weeks ago, I've seen your travels over the last few years. You are living your best life. It's inspiring. I say, what are you going to do with that inspiration? And it was silent. Take action, my friends. Build some anticipation in your life. What are you looking forward to? And don't play victim. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Well, I don't have anything to look forward to. I don't have enough money for these trips. Do something that is within your power. Build anticipation. Have something to look forward to. Amazing benefits from this powerful force. The second force that you can tap into that will change your life, change my life forever. It's gratitude. It was, 14 years ago, maybe 13 years ago, when I was in a rut. There was really nothing wrong with my life, nothing I could point to. But every day kind of felt the same. I really felt like I didn't have anything to look forward to. And I felt guilty because, like I said, there really wasn't anything wrong with my life. I had a good job. I was making good money. Things were going well, but I just felt blah. I was in a rut. I had a friend at the time say, "Sounds like you need some gratitude." I thought, that is ridiculous. I say thank you. I was offended. I was put off by it. But it planted a seed that grew very quickly. And that day, I looked up gratitude, Googled it, and I came across a study by the University of California, Davis, and the University of Miami, a joint study of these two universities on gratitude. They took two groups for 21 days, put them through a test, an experiment. And after 21 days, group A had all these amazing benefits. They exercised more. They were seen as helpful in their social circles. They were more optimistic. They made progress towards important goals. They had less stress. All these amazing benefits after 21 days of the experiment. Group B had none of these. Their life was the same. They showed no change or worse. What was the difference? Group A, all they did was write down three things they were grateful for every day for 21 days. That was it. That was it. And I read this study and I thought, that is complete crap. It's crap. I'll prove it wrong. So I went out to get a journal, went to the bookstore. Back then, there was a Barnes & Noble close to where I worked. I don't think those exist anymore. The journals were like $29 or $30. I was like, okay, I'm not spending $30 on a journal for this stupid experiment. I'll just get a notebook. But when I got back to the office for my lunch, there was a FedEx package on my desk from one of my mentors. I opened it. It was one of these journals that was probably $40, $50. And he wrote in, and I hope this will be a place for some of your best ideas. Now, let's take a step back. That gesture from my mentor, powerful. Powerful force. It's not one of the three forces I'm talking about today, but generosity, giving. And more than that, creating a space for somebody's greatness, seeing their potential, seeing the best in them. He saw the best in me and created a space. Said, here's a journal for your best ideas. What was he saying? Hey, you're full of good ideas. Start writing them down. Start taking action. So I took this journal. I thought, well, here's the idea. I'm going to use it as my gratitude journal and prove that this lame gratitude experiment doesn't work. And after 10 days, there started to be major changes in me. What this experiment does, after 21 days, it was life-changing. What it does is slows down your brain. It trains your brain to start looking for what's right. Because when we look for what's wrong, we find it. Well, if we look for what's right, we find that too. In your job, you can look for what's wrong and you're going to see a lot of it. If you look for what's right, you're going to see that too. Going into a meeting that could be contentious, you're not looking forward to it. What do you have to be grateful for right now? The other piece of this study from these two universities was that one of the most powerful things you can do with the force of gratitude was a gratitude intervention. That is, when you run into something during your day, during your week, that's unpleasant, that you're not looking forward to, that upsets you, like traffic that you weren't expecting, to do a self-gratitude intervention. And that is, ask yourself, what can I be grateful for right now in this moment? And it wasn't long after going through this experiment that I hit some traffic on the way to the airport that I wasn't expecting. And I was perturbed and it got to me and I thought, this is terrible. I hate traffic. And then as I approached, the reason why the traffic was there was a terrible traffic collision. Fire trucks, ambulance. And it hit me, a gratitude intervention. I was grateful it wasn't me. I was grateful for first responders. I was grateful for a highway system that usually works pretty well. Gratitude doesn't get rid of bad days or bad experiences. It just diminishes the impact they have on us. And after 21 days of this gratitude experiment, it slowed down my brain. It retrained my brain to start looking for what's right, to look for things to be grateful for. You see, after about 7 days of doing this experiment, I ran out of things to be grateful for, and this wave of guilt hit me. I have a good life. How do I run out of things to be grateful for? So I had to start looking for things to be grateful for. It was small things. I had a pen by my bed. I was grateful for hot water in the morning to take a shower. I was grateful for a coffee maker. I enjoyed my morning coffee. That was the whole point of the experiment, to look for things to be grateful for because we are surrounded by them. We can shift our thinking and shift our mindset anytime we want to. We are the captain of that ship. Gratitude will change your life forever. I call it the second most powerful force in the world behind love. You want to tap into this force, just write down three things you're grateful for every day, every morning or every night. Pick one. And I would add a fourth about somebody you love, a child, a spouse. Do that for 21 days and watch how it shifts your thinking. It'll change your life forever. And finally, a third force that will change your life that most people have. We've had it since we're kids, but it diminishes. We don't use it. And it starts to get, the well runs dry. Have you ever opened a tube of super glue that had been sitting in a kitchen drawer for too long and it dried up and you needed it? That is this force. When we don't use it, it starts to dry, but we can replenish it. It's curiosity. Curiosity is an amazing, powerful force. As kids, we had it all the time. But as we get older, it gets diminished. We're told not to be curious, not to ask why, not to find out why things work, not to question things. But the very nature of who we are, excitement, joy, enthusiasm comes from curiosity and empathy for others. Building relationships comes from curiosity. Curiosity is the opposite of judgment. Judgment is, why do you think this way? Why are you Republican? Why are you Democrat? Curiosity is, tell me why you think this way. Help me understand. I may not agree with you, but let's come to a middle ground. Curiosity is within you. It's always alive. It's got permanent wiring in your brain that's just waiting to be used, whether you're 80 years old, 60 years old, 40 years old, 20 years old. There's five things you can do to amplify your curiosity today. Number one, follow up with people. Get curious about others. Interested, not interesting. We have a world that's trying to be interesting. Go on any social media platform, you'll see people desperate to be interesting and get attention. Be the opposite. Follow up with people. Somebody takes a vacation, follow up with them. Hey, how was that trip? Where did you go? How was it? Was it at your bucket list? What was great? Where should I stay if I go there? Follow up with people when something goes wrong in their life. Hey, I know you had to take a couple days off for your kids. Is everything all right? And be as specific as possible without prying too much. When you follow up with people, it shows you care and it amplifies your curiosity. Number two way to grow your curiosity is to learn and do new things constantly. I've mentioned this a lot, that study after study shows that people with Alzheimer's and dementia at some point in their life, more than 90% of them, stopped learning and doing new things. Their life became a repeating cycle over and over. And as we age, we stop learning and doing new things. We stop our curiosity. We cross our arms, say, these young people or this technology. When we were younger, we thought that was stupid. We laughed at people that did that. And we find ourselves falling into that rut. You can avoid that by learning and doing new things. Challenge your views, learn new skills, stay fresh. Another way to grow your curiosity is to constantly seek to understand. Ask questions and listen. Challenge your views instead of affirming them all the time. Get away from news, get away from media, spend time away from social media. These things build up our judgment, not our curiosity. They're telling us how to think. You want to build your curiosity, seek to understand situations, challenge your views, self-awareness. Two more ways to amplify your curiosity. Read regularly, read every day. Fiction or nonfiction, the more we read, the more curious we get, the more knowledge we want, and the more we want to find out how to apply it. Even fiction. We get curious for the next chapter, what happens in the story. Read. Reading is a lost art and it'll build our curiosity. And finally, the fifth way to build our curiosity is to practice mastery. Trying to get better and better and better and know there is no top of the mountain at any skill, whether you want to play guitar or brew beer or become better at your job. I think about a couple areas of my life I'm very passionate about. Speaking, workshops, practicing mastery, trying to grow. This curiosity, when I look at other speakers, I used to look at them as competition. I used to tear them down. I used to think, how am I better than them? Comparing myself to them. What mistakes are they making? Now I look at them with curiosity. What mannerisms do they use? What gestures? What approaches? What type of presentations and what type of visual aids do they use? What techniques do they use? I want to learn from them. How are they better than me? How can I learn from them and grow my skills? And if they do make mistakes, am I making those same mistakes? How can I help them? How can I encourage them? Can I give them some compliments? And backpacking, another area I'm very passionate about in my life. Practicing mastery makes me curious why people use certain equipment. Watching gear videos, even though I feel like my backpacking gear is dialed in every year, I'm learning something new and getting a new piece of gear, or learning how to use my tent that I've had for a few years, learning hacks that people use. Recently found out they make a gear nest for my tent that's like $5, really cheap, that allows you to hang this little nest in your tent where you can put glasses or a flashlight, a headlamp. Didn't even know it existed. Learning and doing new things, practicing mastery in any area of your life will amplify your curiosity. There you go. Three forces that'll change your life. You can tap into anytime and they will help you remove limits. Anticipation, gratitude, and curiosity. All right, three pieces of application as we wrap this up. How do you apply these to your life? Number one, challenge yourself, your views. These will increase your empathy. Do this by being curious, seeking to understand, asking questions, and following up with people. Challenging your worldviews instead of affirming them. Doesn't mean we have to agree with somebody. Doesn't mean we change our beliefs and convictions. But we release judgment when we amplify curiosity. Number two, a gratitude challenge for you. I would encourage you to write down three things you're grateful for every day. Add a fourth about somebody you love for 21 days. But this challenge is different. A gratitude intervention every day. Anytime you have a negative feeling, a bad experience, a difficult person, walking into a meeting you're dreading, a gratitude intervention. What can I be grateful for right now? Train your brain to slow down and look for what's right. It's not that easy, Alex. Yes, it is. If I can do it, anybody can. And number three, what are you looking forward to? Anticipation is a powerful force. It diminishes stress and anxiety. It amplifies joy and happiness, gives you hope. What are you looking forward to? Do you have something to look forward to? Take the wheel, my friends. Plan something, even a trip to a restaurant in your local town you haven't tried yet. Build some anticipation in your life. You will reduce limits. You'll be happier. You'll reduce stress. My friends, there's three forces you can tap into anytime. Anticipation, gratitude, curiosity. Do this. Be purposeful. Be intentional. Tap into these forces. You'll change your life. And yes, you will be limitless.